Report, UMass Boston staff agree that men are likely to be violent after being rejected. By Tom Sikata on May 1, 2019. Staff members at the University of Massachusetts Boston reportedly agreed that men are likely to respond with violence after facing rejection from a woman during a panel on toxic masculinity. According to a report from the College Fix, University of Massachusetts Boston held an event on toxic masculinity which allegedly made broad generalizations about male behavior. The event, which was titled Let's Talk About Masculinity, was part of a larger series at the university on society, wellness, and sexuality. The event was followed by a sex-positive comedy theater troupe show in the evening. The comedy group performs skits that address various sexual issues. During the event, one female student claimed that men are likely to respond violently after being rejected by a woman. The report claims that the two university officials who moderated the event agreed with the student before moving on. One female attendee claimed that when men are rejected by women, they are most likely to respond violently, due to the male gender's assumption of dominance in society. The facilitators agreed with her description and moved on, the report reads. Breitbart News has reported extensively about toxic masculinity rhetoric on campus. At the beginning of April, Breitbart News reported that the University of Kansas is scheduled to offer a course on angry white male studies in the upcoming fall semester. In January, a University of Texas at Austin student asked the school to open a women's-only gym because the main campus gym is too masculine. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.